This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big Show out of fan. Sorry, guys. Should have gave you the better fair warning.
That's all right.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Fiverr.
When your wife hits you behind your neck, you just said something stupid.
But that's when you messed up. You done messed up.
Yeah, you done messed up. Move your head to the side. Hush that fuss. Hush that fuss, son.
Hush.
Ma'am, I'm
hush
just
it up. Hush it up. That was great tagline. That was part of your tagline last night, Gary Ellerson. When you got everybody all flustered after 30 points from Giannis and a 1-point Bucks win over the Boston Celtics.
Some say
the biggest Bucks win of the year.
I ain't going that far, but it was a big win.
But some do say that.
But some do say that, yes.
Yeah, those people haven't watched enough basketball.
Let me get this out here, because I got
the
a little
biggest
emotion.
Win when they were over Toronto, because all out this here. Boston stuff, stop it. Being Toronto in Toronto, bigger.
That was bigger?
Three G's.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
Go ahead, son.
Thank you. Let me get this out here real quick. Son. Yeah, we don't want to talk over people.
Aren't you old? Aren't you older than him?
At least he didn't call you dad.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Listen.
Okay, dad.
Yeah, he's your boy.
I try to give him respect.
No, Gary gets enough of that from me.
So I tweeted out last night.
Uh-oh. Give me a time.
And I'm going to direct it with Leroy if he just let me talk and just be quiet.
You want me to turn his mic off?
No, don't turn it off.
Okay.
Just see if we can hush him up for a little bit.
Hush up over there.
Go ahead, man.
Man, Sparky is so much better at me than holding the laugh when you guys start laughing.
I try so hard. I've dealt with it a lot longer.
I got up in my... I'm moving around. I'm swaying from side to side, trying not to start giggling.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready to go, Gary?
Yeah, man.
Let him have it.
Last night I tweeted out, folks who think Giannis don't need to develop a jump shot need to hush up that mess. And then here's what I got back. He's only 23. Okay, I get that. I mean, I know he's only 23.
24.
Okay. Hey, Gary, he got 30 and it was a win. Okay, I know that. Here's another one. Remember, he just turned 24. Okay, I get that. Didn't he drill a three in the fourth quarter? Yeah, he did. 30 points. Ha, 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 Gary. Off that Hennessy. Okay, right.
He's, oh,
I get it.
That's racist.
I get it. He scored 30 points.
Very,
I mean,
that's racist.
I get that. I got all this, Gary. You don't know what you're talking about. He scored 30. That's not... You guys are so small-minded, it just blows my mind. You folks who think you guys know basketball and what it is, you have no idea. You're so focused on like what right now is. And right now is correct that he is scoring 30 points, and they're winning. The big picture is, if he develops a three-point shot,
oh my goodness,
he will be the best basketball player ever in the universe, people. That's what you folks don't understand. He's better than Michael Jordan ever was or could be. If he's scoring 30 just by doing that, this joker could get 50 a game. You're talking about now you're talking Wilt Chamberlain-type numbers. Go look them up, folks. You guys feel like when I say that he needs a jump shot that I'm offending you or something. If you are just only satisfied with what he's doing now, so be it. But if he gets a jump shot, think about what I'm saying to you. He is the best player you have ever seen in your life. You don't want that? are you satisfied with the 30 that you're getting? That's what blows my mind so much about Bucks people.
Thank you. I didn't have my hand on the dump button. I saw you getting close there. I saw you getting close.
It was like
when he took the one step and he saw the cutback through the B gap.
So here's what I want. 414-799-1250. Here's what I want. No, I want to have an honest discussion with you people. Is this all you want from Giannis? But that's not really the question. What's the question, baby?
The question is, do you get offended when people say Giannis needs a jumper? If so, why?
That's what it feels like. It feels like you folks get offended when folks say that Giannis needs a jumper.
And the best part is we have the biggest Bucks fan in the city.
Let me lay this down for you real
quick. Here's the platter.
I'm going to bring it to you with Leroy. Leroy should be in the Hall of Fame. And that's what we're talking about here with Giannis. And I think he will be in the Hall of Fame. Even doing this, he will be in the Hall of Fame. But Leroy, can you play corner? Yeah. Hey, can you play safety? Can you go back there? Yeah. Can you be the first defensive player to get some sacks and lead ever? Yeah. So if we wanted to, why don't we just let Leroy stay at corner and not use all the other things that he can give us and not develop another part of his game? Because that's what you folks are saying. Don't, Giannis, you're good enough. Giannis, you're good. You're great. You scored 30. You're a Hall of Famer already. You're great. What's wrong with using everything? What's the question?
Do you get offended when people say Giannis needs a jumper? If so, why?
I want to hear from you people.
I asked the biggest Bucks fan in the city of Milwaukee and the host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post game show presented by Screamin' Sicilian Pizza.
How
do you remember all that?
I think Gary's a little lost on this one. But I'm here to bring him home. This is the deal.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
Exactly.
Right.
I didn't know we get paid.
This boy.
I did. I do this for fun.
This boy right here.
Oh, we appreciate that
all
you
my
do.
Million and a half.
Thanks for that donation,
guys. We appreciate you doing it for fun. Chuck said next time.
Green and gold Kool-Aid.
Chuck Sullivan said the next time you say he's going to rip up that contract and we're going to do it for fun.
I ain't got no contract. I got a handshake. I've never signed paperwork.
Called an agreement.
Handshake.
That's
Come on, Tom in here.
That's Leroy's binding word.
He say, dip, back, and we walk out.
Come on, Steve. Come on with it.
Hey, so this is the deal. The deal is
bring
that
us home, Steve.
Most of the people alive have never seen a superstar play on this team. Most of the people alive have never seen Lew Alcindor play in a Bucks uniform.
Same.
So because of that, when you have a player that is in line to win an MVP award this year, and then people want to bash said player and say, well, he doesn't do this well, they're going to get offended. They're going to take it personal and say, why can't we have an MVP without our MVP consistently getting criticized and us being told what he doesn't do well enough? Yet if everybody else wins an MVP, you don't hear this constant criticism of every other person that had won an MVP in the NBA before. But the Bucks finally get a player that can win the MVP, and everybody wants to tear Giannis down and talk about how he doesn't have a jumper, yet he's doing what he's doing and doing a pretty damn well, good job of it, and is leading the best team in the NBA at the All-Star break.
Do you really believe it's tearing down, though? Do you really? You don't really believe it like that. Maybe that's the wrong term.
No, what I'm telling you is Gary doesn't understand why people get so offended when he continuously brings up the jumper.
But
I'm trying to explain to him.
No doubt about it.
I'm trying to explain to him from the Bucks fan base
point of view
side of things of how it's being taken and why people would get offended.
So hold up. Said is tearing down.
Hold up. How about this? So Steve talked about the Bucks people. Okay, 414-799-1250. Let me hear from the Bucks people. I want to know what you think when I say it.
Nothing. I agree with you.
Okay.
No, I mean I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I understand why they get offended and get mad. Okay. Like I totally get it because. What we have to realize here, though, is I'm the guy that always wants the perfect team. I'm the guy that's always trying to build the perfect player. That's who I am. And to a fault, it irritates the hell out of Gary whenever I do it. But I've done it forever. Going back all the way to the 90s when Tim Allen and I would be talking after Brewer games every night and trying to figure out how this was all going to work and how they could get in the playoffs and all this stuff. I've been this way forever, right? And I don't think it's ever going to change. So when you start talking about Giannis's jumper and trying to build the perfect basketball player, that's where I'm coming from. And I agree with Gary. If he gets that jumper, and if you look at his three-point percentage, his three-point percentage has climbed every month, and he is at about, well, I didn't look lately, but he was at 36% last time I saw in February, and I don't know if that number is still there. He shoots 36% from three the rest of his career. He's there. That's all he's got to do. He doesn't have to do much better than 36%. He's there right now.
Steve, and here's what you're talking.
Yeah, it is.
Steve.
But he does everything else so well.
Yeah, he does.
But remember, LeRoy, he was shooting like 20% from Steve, three. That's a huge jump.
And here's what you're talking about. Here's what folks, and he's unguardable. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But here's what you're talking about. Now you're talking about Giannis taking Smoosh. Is it Smoosh or Smoosh?
Smoosh Parker.
And them to the finals. By himself.
Talking about LeBron.
That's what you're talking.
Most people may not know who Smoosh Parker is either.
No, that's what that first one that LeBron took.
I know what you're talking about.
Now that's what you're talking. Mm-hmm. You're talking about him doing it. You say he's unguardable. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, the whole driving through the lane, turning around, spinning, all that, them jokers going to get down with that. I see it coming. He still can get you 30, but I think at crunch time, it can be stopped.
Did it feel like he had 30 of you last night?
Yeah.
You felt it last night?
Yeah, but I also felt at times when he tried to do the old, I'm out at the top of the key, and I hit it, and then turn around, spin around, they knew it was coming. You're going to see them do some things different to him in playoffs. That move is coming. But you figure out, boy, if I just step right here, boom, now what?
Right, then you got to play up.
So here's what happened, Steve. He's not working as hard. He's working hard to get 30. People don't understand. He's working hard to get 30.
So you're saying it's going to be easier on his body moving forward?
All day. For sure. And then now you're going to ask him to go down the court and guard the other best guy. He's working so hard. The game could be so much more easier for him if he goes, okay, boom, boom. Jump shot, done. And then backpedal back.
Well, he's definitely been working on it forever and a day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's not going to be a lack of work. We got full phone lines, 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from him next, Gary Ellison. But first, the Bucks won last night, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Despite
so Wendy's has
you.
Some good news for you.
Yeah, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So today, you get 24 hours of the win of last night. So today, you go to Wendy's, buy yourself a medium drink, and they'll give you either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. Your choice. Why? Because it's the greatest promotion in sports. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's each and every time. You don't have to have a ticket from last night's game to claim your free small chili or free junior bacon cheeseburger, the purchase of a medium drink. Nope, don't have to do that. You don't have to have any proof that you watch the game or listen to the game. It can account for a home game or a road game. All of it counts throughout the regular season. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Do you get offended when people say Giannis still needs a jumper? If so, why? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
He fits in really well. He plays the right way. He's making plays. I talked a little bit with him. He said sometimes when I pass him the ball, I cut him off guard. He don't think I'm able to make those passes to the corner, so I told him you always got to be ready. And whenever I'm coming down and I see your guy, you know, taking a step towards the paint, you got to be ready. And he was ready tonight in the second half, knocked down some shots, some big shots for us, and he's going to keep playing great. And I think as a team, we've done a great job just fitting him in the team.
Giannis Antetokounmpo after a 98-97 win last night. Do you get offended when people like Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back, co-host of the Wendy's Big Show, says Giannis still needs a jumper? If so, why? 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler's here. C. Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. And now Mike in Oak Creek is on the Fan. Hi, Mike.
Thanks for taking the call. I got to go along with it. He's got to develop a more of a jumper eventually here because, give me an example, Vince Carter. How long has he been playing? About 20 years now?
Mm-hmm.
His game came outside more because the pounding can't happen over the long haul like it used to do. Even Jordan came outside more and more. And the other thing I got to mention, too, is with Giannis on the offense, I think they got to get a little more creative in the half-court set. I'd put him down on the block more, not all the time, but he's sitting on the triangle up on the top constantly, and it gets clogged up there. I would switch him around, almost a triangle offense like the Lakers. The Bulls used to use in some respect. But I think they got to use them more creatively in some respect.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks for
good
the phone
call.
Here's the thing.
Try to work them in that triangle offense a little bit more?
I don't. I like Budenheiser
offense a lot, okay? That triangle thing, a little outdated. But let's get back to facts. When they showed Giannis and his coach during the game, did everybody see that?
Yeah.
The coach passes it to him. He still takes a dribble to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So consciously, he's thinking, this is not my game. I'm doing it for y'all. Because shooters, when you catch it, it's up. There's never a dribble. See, Giannis good at a set shot, not a jumper. Totally different. Set shot, you wide open, you could take a dribble. It's like a free throw, cuz. If he ever, and I agree with both of these guys, if he ever come up, they set a double pick for him, and he's running through, and as soon as he catch it and just let it go, and he makes some of those, the confidence would be so much better. But he's not working on that based on what they showed. He's just working on being open, because you know why? As Gary's right about this, when the playoffs come, people going to play zones. They're going to pack it way in and say, we'll lose it. Just let him shoot all he want.
I don't think you can play a zone against the Bucks with as many guys that can knock down the three.
Especially with Mirotić.
I think that's going to be a problem.
You missed the point. The point is they don't mind those guys shooting, Steve. They don't want him to get 35.
I understand that.
They'll let him shoot.
Sure.
They'll go everybody else, everybody. His guy will sag all the way back like the All-Star game. Just shoot. Go ahead and shoot. He got to make them. But don't dribble. Get it, and your mind has to say consciously, when I touch it, just like Mirotić when he came in, when I touch it, I'm letting it go. He doesn't have that mentality. So my thing is, you get him in the paint. I agree with Shaq. I don't think he need all that. If he want to develop it, fine. I'm okay with it. But I ain't finna bang my head up on the wall. Hey, man, listen, God made everybody good at something. The other thing is you just working at it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Made him a dominant player. But I'm going to tell you, in the playoffs, seven-game series, these people they know what we know. These coaches don't want to do it now. But in a series, they're going to get their little pamphlets, their little playbooks, and open it up. Here's how to stop Giannis. Give him a shot. We're good with it. If he makes it, God help him. If he does it, we off and running.
And in that sense, I'm going back to John Henson's quote yesterday and Zach Lowe's article about Chris Middleton. You give Chris Middleton a seven-game series to check up on somebody's sets, he's going to punish you.
Henson said that about coverages. Yeah, if you give him the same coverage for seven games, Middleton will get you.
So people don't know that. People do that in the playoffs, and that's what people worry about. But I don't think you have to worry about it, because that's up to the coaches to get me in position to do damage, and it's going to be down in that paint area. But, again, that's why I love when another dart thrower, you know, Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Who was listening there last night?
Listening to him.
Don't say the quote that got everybody pissed off on Twitter last night that Reggie Miller said about Giannis, please. When he said, well, yeah, I mean, it's nice that he practices three, but he should be working on getting that 15 to 18 foot jumper. That's what he should be working on.
I agree with that.
And Twitter.
I agree with that.
Bucks Twitter
don't
went
that make sense?
Crazy.
It
does make sense.
It's crazy as what? Three guys. Come on, Steve.
Bucks because Twitter was furious.
Steve, that's brilliant.
Everybody's saying Reggie Miller's an idiot.
No, Hall of Famer.
Of course they are.
They're giving him that too.
But understand something.
They're giving him all of that. You makes that. I don't care about a 3-point.
Your head coach doesn't want you taking mid-range shots. You heard Eric Name come on here. They don't care about it. That's defensively, fine. They're trying to force teams into the mid-range shots. Chris Middleton's strength is mid-range jumpers. Guess what Chris Middleton don't shoot much of anymore? Mid-range jumpers. Fine. This dude wants you jack 33s. So
that's not happening.
But Steve, no, I disagree with you.
And because of stats.
No, I disagree with you. Here's why that is happening. Because you're so just caught up in boom, boom, boom. Focus, like you're in that hole, you're in that hole. But if you're at the top of the key, I'm giving you three, and then all of a sudden, as I've come into you, now I'm past the 3-point line, and I'm still coming into you, now I'm at 15 feet and I'm open, take the shot.
I just want you to go dunk it down somebody's face at that point.
Well,
I got 3-4 more jokers down there, and they're giving me the 15-footer. Then off that, you have to say, yeah, I know my coach want me shooting threes, but coach, is here all day.
Yeah, but we're talking about what they're having him practice.
I understand that.
And that's what I'm telling you. They don't care about his mid-range game. They care about the three.
But what I'm telling you is...
Because he'd have to practice that to hit that, though, right?
Right. But what I'm telling you is that, yes, there's a game plan, but there's also a game plan.
Right. And I don't disagree with...
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I don't disagree with you. But all I'm trying to relay to you is that's not what this staff believes, apparently. They don't believe
in three
in
is worth more than two.
As they should.
Right.
They were selling Let It Fly shirts last night
right.
in the game.
Absolutely.
Correct.
But it should be an asterisk, but not Giannis.
I just thought they were...
Put that on the shirt.
I thought it was more just for the Travis Scott concert there tonight.
Here we go.
Rob's in Tosa. He's on the fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
First time, long time. Appreciate taking my call. I kind of agree with Spark in the sense of, you know, everyone's got to just kind of relax. You know, when the guy came into the league, he was too skinny, and he puts on 50 pounds of muscle. The last couple of years, he's worked so hard on his footwork and, you know, post moves and stuff in the paint. It's coming. You know, he's got that Kobe mentality, work ethic. You know, right now he's working on the threes. The last month or so, he's gotten up to 30% shooting threes. And then I guarantee he's hearing everybody talk. He's going to work on the mid-range jumper next.
Let me ask you this. What's the question, Baby Tosh?
Do you get offended when people say Giannis needs a jump shot? If so, why?
Do I get offended? No, I just laugh because I know it's coming.
Okay, thank you very much. Boom.
Appreciate you calling,
keep
Rob.
It moving. Here's who else you got? Hold on. We'll just get one more call.
Oh, Dan and Racine. He's on the fan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, man. I'm with Gary on this. He needs to get a jump shot. I'm not offended by it. Just not like that last caller said. He's going to get it. It'll take a little time, but I'm sure he's working on it. He knows it. He knows his game. And, man, it's just good to have him on his team. They just got to make sure they secure this guy for a lifetime.
Appreciate it, Dan.
Have we ever in our lifetime set the bar so low to make it so much better? We're celebrating a guy shooting 37% from three. I mean, this is amazing. We've gotten rid of guys on this show who were shooting 44%, 46%, but they weren't Giannis. They're bad shooters. Get them off the team. And we all know what I'm talking about.
Your guard played went to Phoenix?
Yeah. So that's the thing. We lowered the bar. We've lowered the bar because people want him to shoot threes. Hey, man, listen, forget about them threes, okay? He only taking two, three, okay? Take seven if you really want to do it. But if I'm the coach and I got a let it fly mentality, that's for y'all jokers. For 34, do what you want. Get me 30. I don't care how you do it.
No, Steve, Leroy, it ain't.
But I know how, the playoff is going to be different.
How many is he? What's his average a game? Is he 27 a game? What is he getting?
He like 27 points.
Yeah.
13 and 6.
It's not that, guys. What folks don't understand is it's not 27. His stat line.
It could be 40. It could be. It could be 40.
27 points per game. 10 or 12 and a half boards a game and 6 assists a game.
And I'm not complaining about that. But his stat line jumped considerably with that jump shot.
Let's grab Ram in the north side. Ram, you get offended when people say Giannis needs a jump shot?
I don't get mad because it's true.
That's 100.
I look at, thanks for taking the call. I don't get mad because it's true. But Gary. When you try to put him in the lane with Will Chamberlain, we need to stop it. I say that because I think you got to be a three-level scorer. You got to be able to finish around the rim. You got to have a mid-range game and somewhat of a three-point game. But you got to have a variety of shots. And I'm going to go with that. I think what Sparky said about game planning, we got to see what's going to happen in the playoffs, right?
Correct.
I mean, we got to see what's going to happen in the playoffs because, see, last night, the Bucks had 15 turnovers, and Boston was missing shots.
Yeah.
And Boston was right there. So it was a good win, but it wasn't no dominating win. But you're going to see more games like that game in the Toronto game. When the Toronto came here, that's what it's going to look like in the playoffs.
Well, let me clarify when I said about Wilt Chamberlain. Here's what you get. Because he won't be Wilt Chamberlain in the post, but his numbers will be Wilt Chamberlain-like. That's what if he's giving you 30 a game right now, that's what you're getting. 30. Think about that.
He can do more
Ram.
Than that.
Ram, he's giving you 30 a game right now. Just saying, think about that. You're getting 30 a game with that. And that ain't bad. You folks need to expand it. You're getting
appreciate
30
it,
a game.
Okay. You folks, Steve, at 3:35.
You're getting 30 a game
late.
With that. That's what you're getting.
But like you know what you're getting right now. You
30.
You don't know how
you're,
good
you're,
it could
you're,
get.
You're getting like what? You're getting you're getting 30, 11, 8 stat line.
27, 12 and a half, and 6.
Okay. That's what
Gary. So in the month of January.
This ain't happening.
In the month of January.
Yeah.
Giannis shot 30% from three and averaged 25.7 points per game.
Uh-huh.
The month of February, which is almost over, next Thursday, I believe, he is averaging 33 points in the month of February.
Yeah.
13.7 rebounds, 6.4 assists.
The month of what?
February.
Yeah.
A block and
Black
a half.
Month.
A block
Black
and a half. One steal.
That's what you're getting.
Hold on. What do you think he's shooting from three?
Is he shooting over 35%?
41%.
He's shooting 38, almost 39% from three.
Yeah.
He's taking 2.5 a game.
Yeah, but you need him to take more than that.
Not enough.
No.
That's not a big sample size.
Yeah, not enough.
But see, my thing is...
So you want him to step into 4 or 5 a game?
How many threes do you want him to take?
Hey, as many as he won't.
He took 6, right? 6 in the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm.
You want him taking 6 a game? No.
Yeah.
If he's averaging almost 3 a game, you want him to take 6 a game?
Take him.
Steve.
No, I don't want that dude shooting 6 a game.
No,
Steve.
Don't stand up. We got to go to break.
Because here...
They're in the parking lot.
Don't stand up. We got to go to break.
They're in the parking lot.
Don't stand up. We got to go to break.
He's in the gym. They're saying shoot it.
Right. Because all these dribble, drives, and it's a dunk, right? Or maybe a missed layup or up in the paint. I'm just rising up and shooting that 3 like Durant. That increases his point total. They're giving it to him.
Gary, I don't.
He got nothing else. He feels so good about getting to the hole that that's what he does.
It's a comfort zone.
Because domination is shooting. Fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to dominate people.
If you look at
that's
his.
That's a big
direct
shot.
The traffic then, man.
If you look at the points per game, right?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
He averaged 22.9 in 16-17.
Yeah.
He averaged 26.9 last year.
Yeah.
27.2 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what changed as his totals went up every year?
What changed?
One is 3-point shooting.
What changed?
Free throw attempts. That's what changed.
Yeah.
He went from 7.5 free throws a game to 8.5 free throws
and
a game to now
them.
Almost a 9.5 free throws
and
per game.
And he's making them.
Well, not this year.
What's his percentage?
71%. It's the worst of his career since his rookie year.
7 out of 10 ain't bad.
All right, come on.
Gary, can you tell us about your good friends at Hyundai West Dallas?
My good friend Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. Hyundai... West Dallas.
They own the whole
Arthur
block behind that, don't
Avenue,
they?
A part of the International's Auto Group. Talk to my good friend Dan Richards. We want to sell cars today. We're not in love with any one car that we want to sell it. New or used cars, vehicles right now in stock. We're selling today. When you walk in the door, ask my good friend Dan Richards and tell him the boys from the Big Show sent you.
Do you get offended when people say Giannis still needs a jumper? If so, why? Tell us at 414-799-1250.
Steve, is Sith Lord listening to this?
Guess it. I don't know.
Can you tweet him back, please?
He's supposed to be selling cars.
He should be.
Yeah.
Well, you have a
I thought he was on our
team. He's on a break. They're signing papers.
And we're going to be on a break, too. Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show. Till 6 o'clock on a beautiful Friday in the state of Wisconsin. Bucks get a win. Brewers baseball's back tomorrow playing them dang Chicago Cubs. First game of the year. Leroy Butler, I know, is just dialed in. Can't wait. You're going to be watching every single pitch of Brewers-Cubs' first spring training game of the year. I mean, just exhilarating stuff. Aren't you just chomping at the bit, Leroy?
I just want to know who's pitching. That's all.
Everybody. I think just about everybody will pitch tomorrow.
If it's not Jimmy Nelson, then I'll just flip through. Whatever.
Appears that Jimmy Nelson is going to be on track after they let him see some live hitting here in the next couple of days.
I'll be texting you and Gary as much as possible when y'all – I want you to go talk to him and find out, see how he looks.
Yeah, I'll ask him for you. We'll talk to him. Yeah. We'll talk to everybody. We're going to have
back,
absolutely
man. It's dialed in.
Wall to wall from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. the week of March 11th through the 15th. This station has spring training covered like nobody's business. Bill Michaels out there, the Big Show out there. 2 hours of spring training live every single night. It is going to be wall to wall from American Family Insurance Park. Or American Family Fields of Phoenix. I'm so sorry I messed that up. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to say the title sponsor. You don't have to say the title sponsor.
It's better than Brewers Fields of Phoenix, though.
Call it Maryville if you want. Bruce playing Maryville. That's where you're going to be watching.
I can't get into that Chuck Freeman thing where like I call something that's not the same name. Like he calls the Marquette Golden Eagles.
Warriors.
The Warriors.
A lot of people do.
I can't get down with that. I can't get down
with that. You're too
young. They're now the Golden Eagles. Let's go to Mark in Port Washington. Mark, you get offended when people say Giannis still needs a jumper?
I don't get offended by it. I do think he needs to work on it. I don't want to say offend me, but what upsets me with Gary's reasoning right now is he keeps saying Giannis is giving it 30. That's great. I would have Giannis give us 30 and dish the ball out to his teammates, then turn into James Harden, and he's the only one scoring points, and we're struggling to make the playoffs. We got the best record in basketball right now. And this team is totally different when Giannis sits out to rest his knee, that they don't have a person that can step up. But, you know, the way he's playing now with dishing the ball off and scoring in the paint, I think we're a much better team than when you have a team where it's James Harden.
Well, let me just see if this is what you're saying. You're saying if Giannis gets better and develops a jump shot, it hurts the team.
No, but I don't want him to get the mentality of James Harden.
We know he doesn't have that. We already know that. But it sounds like you're saying, I don't want him to get better. I like his game the way it is right now. He doesn't need to develop a jump shot because if he gets better, that means he's going to hurt the team.
No, that's not the way I want it to come across.
Well, then how's it come across?
Well, I don't want him to think that now that he's scoring 50, that's what he has to do every night, and he stops dishing off to the other guy.
No, he's still taking the same amount of shots he's taking, but when they're giving him three, he's taking a three.
Well,
I don't think
we want that.
Excuse me. Thanks for the phone call. The way I see it, I don't think his shot totals actually go up. All I'm saying is if they're sloughing off you and if you can take the three, take the three.
I get what
I like. Because you're still going to – so instead of driving and getting to the hoop and working so hard, there's – you're going to take the three. You're still – the way I see it, you're still really shooting the same amount of shots.
But I get where Mark's coming from. You don't want the dude seeing, okay, nobody can stop me anywhere on this floor.
No.
I'm going to be the only one touching
his
the basketball.
His game stays the same. He's just taking what the defense gives him.
I just enjoy the ride.
Because you're Leroy Butler.
Well,
we all know that
goes without saying. We all enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Say something that's profounding.
I say we enjoy the ride.
We all enjoy the ride.
And just wait and see. But I do just say this, though.
Say that.
The playoffs are going to be totally different. And that may be their downfall. Because that's the only guy they're going to give a wide open shot. Everybody else, they're going to have a man out on him. And he's going to get some charges here and there. It don't matter because he's still going to be 35. They're going to win the game. And he got 6 assists. He is giving it to his teammates.
Because the off-ball defenders last night.
I think he leads the team in every category.
Sparky, late in that game, when Giannis is dribbling the ball into the ground, everybody was on, like, white on rice on the other four off-ball defenders waiting for Giannis to say, hey, you got 5 feet, man, but you're not going to be able to penetrate this lane and kick off.
So it's going to happen throughout the entire playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change. And that is why we talked about it in the postgame last night. Every team, you can set up scenarios where they could go to the NBA Finals. Between Toronto, Philly, and Boston, I could lay out scenarios of if these guys get hot, they can beat anybody, right?
Yep.
So for the Bucks, if Middleton's averaging 25 a night, they're going to beat about anybody they see.
Yeah, they're going to go
to
the Finals.
If Bledsoe and Brogdon are both shooting threes well in the playoffs, they're going to be tough to beat. But on the opposite side of this, if Middleton is off in the playoffs and goes into that slump that he's been known to go in from time to time throughout the course of a season, they're going to be in trouble. If Bledsoe and Brogdon can't find the three ball in the playoffs, they're going to be in trouble. But you can say similar things, like I said, for the other three teams the Bucks will be competing against.
Right, yeah. Ben Simmons starts slumping. Philadelphia's out possibly first round if they go up against.
No jumper.
Yeah,
but
that's a no jumper.
So why wouldn't you play him the same way you play Giannis? Right?
You have to.
Sit back and go ahead, dude. Take your jumper. It's no different there. The difference there is, though, they got Joel Embiid, who, again, similar to Giannis, dominates inside, right? But now you have Tobias Harris, who now can stretch the floor for you. You have Jimmy Butler, who can hit the outside shot a little bit and still be that slasher. They have a lot of weapons in that starting five. I think it's probably the best starting five of what's left of those four teams in the Eastern Conference. But then you get to their bench, and then it gets a little bit more dicey, probably.
On the south side of Milwaukee, Javier. Javier, you get offended when people say Giannis still needs a jump shot?
I don't get offended, but my way of thinking is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Everybody's talking about jump shots, mid-range jump shots, triangles. Like, the Bucks have the number one defense in the East. And people are like, worried about what other teams are going to do to stop Giannis or stop the Bucks.
Right.
The Bucks should just, Giannis should just keep doing what he does, attacking the paint and kicking it off to the outside. If they're trying to cover the outside, he's going to put it down the middle because he got to get double teams.
I've got a question. Right, I got a question for you. So do you think when the playoffs start, teams are going to play the Bucks probably a little bit differently than they play them in the regular season in a seven-game series?
They're going to play them a little bit differently, but the Bucks haven't lost their team twice. They played teams in the West. They played teams in the East. All these teams are coming at them differently, so it's not going to be anything new to them.
Okay, thanks for the call.
See, I can imagine now they're going to win the championship. But if for some reason they lose in the finals or lose or whatever, and Giannis have a bad shooting night, they're going to flood these calls. See, if he could make a shot, we would have won. The last caller. Otherwise, hey, man, they get paid too. They beat us. Okay, I'm okay with it. But if it's, for some reason, if you got two or three guys that's hot, Lopez is hot. Because Lopez, I love. He'll let it fly.
Splash Mountain.
Just shoot it.
He's so
just
swaggy, shoot it. Too.
They got enough shooters on this team now. And I really want to get J.R. Smith in here as soon as possible. Okay. More shooters
now
you get.
Can turn off his mic.
The more shooters you get, the better for Giannis. Otherwise, there's no space. There's no space. If these guys are 6-for-27, like in the third quarter, they're going to just pack it down. Let Giannis do his thing. He can get 30 or 35. Nobody else can get nothing else. And that's how they're going to try to beat them.
Let me ask you something. LeBron James the other day said something, and he got absolutely drilled by former NBA players when he said it. About playoff mode activated, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with
last night? They rally against the Rockets. They come back. They win that basketball game.
Down 19.
Down 19. Right. Okay.
I was hoping we didn't do Laker talk, but thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to come at you with this. Do you believe that's the case for players in the league, teams in the league, that there's another mode they get to in the playoffs?
Absolutely.
They take it up a notch.
Mandela. Do we have Mandela back there?
He's right there. Yeah. Getting free
How many playoff games I played in? Look that up. A big. And you ain't playing for the money at that point. The millions cut off. You playing for.
Okay.
You're playing for a ring.
You ratchet it up, cuz.
So tell me this.
That's the first time I've seen like Reggie White studying extra. You ain't studying during the year. You just run over Joker. But in the playoff. Looking at a book.
Tell me something.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So I got.
I can't tell though.
I got another question because I'm just setting you up. So I got question now.
Go ahead.
He's averaging 33 points in the month of February.
Okay.
He's shooting almost 39% from three.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What does playoff mode Giannis look like?
Well, see, here's the thing. Everybody knows playoff mode, right? Those numbers gonna go way down. Because they ratcheted up on defense, too. You're going to see people trapping Giannis now when he get it, right? He got to get up. Got to get up and
play. So you say his numbers are going to come down in the playoffs?
His numbers going to come down. Okay. Oh, yeah. They're going to let – no. Or you're going to get four or five charges. They're going to trap him every time he touched the ball. That's why you think Harden can't get out of the playoffs. Why you think they can't win nothing in Houston?
Yeah, they let Harden score in the regular season.
In the playoffs, it's different.
Harder. It's harder for him to score.
Oh, no doubt.
Guys hit the floor and say, let's bring it. Because you know it's win or go home.
Let's go to
Mike. When you're playing the playoffs, man, it's different.
Let's go to Michael in Mount Pleasant.
Thank you, Mandela.
Michael, do you get offended when people say Giannis still needs a jumper?
Hey, guys. No, I'm going to answer this in two parts. But, no, obviously, why wouldn't you want Giannis to be the best player in the world with the story that he's come up with, but that he was growing up with. But in all honesty, Gary, when people talk about as far as whether they're offended at people talking about it, I actually kind of get where they're getting from because there's this sort of perception within the general NBA community, or I should say the fan base community, that if you're not shooting like Curry, then you're not going to be successful in the NBA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think people are starting to really get tired of that. And that's why they get offended, because they're thinking that whenever someone brings up the question of that jump shot, then it automatically means, oh, you don't think that Giannis is successful right now.
Okay.
In the way that he's playing. But, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It's like adding that three-point shot, as long as he balances that with the rest of his game that he has right now, that's just icing on the cake right there.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. Michael. Appreciate it, man.
Very intelligent.
It's very true.
Where's he calling from?
Great job.
Mount Pleasant.
Can I do a Leroy?
Go ahead.
Mount Pleasant or Racine, Steve?
Yeah, slash. Put the slash in.
Which one is it, Steve?
Well, Mount Pleasant.
Doing a Leroy here.
I'm not sure Mount Pleasant has a hood, right?
Oh, it's all hood, cuz.
Mount Pleasant?
Every place got a hood.
Yeah.
You just don't go
I thought
to
Mount
them,
Pleasant
Steve.
Was a place with all the people with the good credit.
No, that's Brookfield, cuz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, every place
Look
got
a hood. Look at that stare Steve's giving him.
Every place got a hood. Y'all just avoid them. Every place got a hood.
I'm in
Racine four times a week.
I used to live in Racine for 7 years. Seven and a half years.
Hold on, see, I got you. I'm in Mount Pleasant 4 days a week. So you can ride, make a left. Oh, I'm here. Make
ride,
a right. I'm there.
Right.
That's
where it goes. I'm based on the mailman. See, my mailman, my best friend, he didn't want to bring the checks.
You're going to have to show me where this is in Mount Pleasant, because I lived there for 7 years. I swear to God, I didn't know there was one in Mount Pleasant.
I didn't know
I'll
either.
Do you like I did my kids.
Racine,
get in the car,
I know where
I'll
Racine
take you
is.
Places you've never gone.
You okay? Yeah, all right. Like, I grew up in Kenosha. I knew where the one in Kenosha. I mean, I knew where that was in Kenosha.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Van Exel's territory. I knew where that was. I knew all that.
That's also John's territory at 414-799-1250. John in Kenosha. You're on the fan. What's going on, John?
Yeah. So this is the problem. Gary, you cannot compare Giannis anywhere near Wilt. Wilt was at 22 a game, 8 rebounds. Maybe the 30 points will give you that, but that's not even close. Second, these guys are developing a jump shot, so they don't have to get their butt beat. I mean, if you watch Giannis last night, going to town, getting his butt beat over and again, slamming into stuff, falling on the ground, all over the place, you can't sustain that, or you're going to be out of the league real quick. And that's
correct.
Why MJ,
yeah.
That's why LeBron and everybody else started developing that jump shot. It is 100% necessary. Otherwise, that's what's going to end up happening.
Hold on. Who is this?
This is John in Kenosha.
John, did you not hear me say that already, or are you agreeing with me? Did you not hear me say that already, or are you agreeing with me?
I don't know what you said before, but I'm just
I just said what you just said. So I know folks just get on. Okay. Well, here's what I don't like. I don't like when people come on and tell me, well, Gary, you're wrong about this, blah, 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 and then you really haven't heard the whole conversation. Then you're going to spew out the same stuff that I've already said. So actually, you're actually now, John, agreeing with me. But go ahead. I digress.
Oh, you don't like it, I understand, but if I'm not listening to the radio, how am I supposed to hear you?
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thanks.
So that's my point.
No, keep going.
So if you've already said that, that's good, but at the same time, those are the things that have to be considered for these guys to get any better, because it definitely needs to happen.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
And he does. He works too hard. That's the thing. He's in the playoff series, the way he's playing, or the way that he has to get points on the offensive end, and then has to try to do it on the defensive end, that's going to be a tall task for him to do.
Twitter is just so bad.
Go ahead, read it.
Man, this is Robert. No, it's just, it's all with this Robert Kraft thing, man. Okay. Now there's pictures.
We can't get away from the Buck stuff. I got some
Buck stuff for you.
Yeah, it can't get away.
Darren Revelle tweeted something out.
You should see Instagram. Yeah.
Darren Revelle tweeted something out about the Bucks, and the Bucks put it out now, too. The Bucks are now selling a Steph to Giannis bounce slam shirt to commemorate the moment from the All-Star game for $32.
I need one.
I have a
$32?
That's cheap by their standards. Hey, I've got a question for the panel, Gary and Leroy.
The panel?
For the panel.
For you two. For you two. So Steph doesn't play for the Bucks. So do they have to pay Steph royalties for using his likeness on a Bucks shirt?
Is that what they did?
See, I don't know. I think
they're calling it the bounce slam shirt. That was the guy that bounced the ball to Giannis. He's in the picture. It doesn't say Curry technically on the back of his jersey. It's got the
number. Because and Robert Brooks got a thing going.
No, you can put out.
Teammates. These two aren't teammates.
Well, you could put out something with a 36 on it and just take the G off of the helmet, and you can use it all day long. It's just a green and gold picture with my face. You can do it. People do it all the time. I've seen shirts with me on it. I can't sue them. because they don't have a G on
and
it.
If I was Steph, I can't shoe them. If I was Steph, I'd be wanting some money out of this one.
They say when they probably
he's got enough money.
Who put the shirt out though?
The Bucks.
The Bucks put it out. Oh, that's clear through the NBA. They're good.
So Steph gets nothing out of this then.
He don't need nothing. He's getting $120 trillion. He's good.
$120 trillion.
Now, if they did his shoes, that would be different. But anytime you're in the NBA under the collective bargaining agreement, they all that money.
So Golden State can sell Giannis shirts?
I'm sure they do. They probably got. Here's the thing. I'm gonna say the reason why it gets
and that's not
gray
tampering.
Area. Say I've got a
right!
shirt.
Here's the That's a whole nother point.
Here's the gray area. If I got a shirt with Jordan dunking on somebody, that guy's in the picture. Should he get paid?
Yes.
See, and they don't do that.
You damn right.
I agree
should.
With you. If they get any poster with Barry Sanders cutting back on me and breaking my
you
ankles,
get money.
I should get a check.
Absolutely.
But I won't.
You should.
I won't.
If your likeness is in the poster, you should get a cut.
They say it's featured Barry Sanders.
No, No, I totally disagree with that.
But I think that
they don't give you anything for embarrassing you like that?
Well, actually. First of all, it never happened.
But like the Bledsoe one.
Twitter, don't be going on internet.
What about the Bledsoe one? Where you're horse collaring Bledsoe, right?
Bledsoe can't get a quarter.
So Bledsoe gets nothing, but you get paid on that?
Allegedly.
But Bledsoe doesn't?
Bledsoe could put
that
out.
That don't make any damn sense.
Bledsoe could put out a picture of him throwing the ball and Reggie White barely grabbing
right.
him. And people will buy it. And yeah, you know, it's all good, pretty much.
So if Eric Bledsoe came out with a number 6 Buck shirt and had Drew Bledsoe on the back, Terrell Terry Rozier,
I'd buy it.
Would he have to give money to Drew Bledsoe?
No.
And that's a jersey, but that's not a picture.
And that money could be going to charity too, though. That's where you get away. You donate a lot of that.
No, that money's not going to charity.
Well, it doesn't
say that money's going in a pocket.
They don't have to announce everything.
Let's see. Let me click on
it. We gotta let people make some money, y'all. Come on now.
$32. Bucks Pro Shop exclusive tee capturing the now iconic slam dunk from Giannis.
Yeah, they probably give 3% here, 2%.
Unisex sizing with a snug fit.
Oh, yeah,
men should size up.
One, Steve,
women should size down.
Well,
says nothing
not
about a charity. So.
No, they don't have to deal.
There it
you
is.
Don't do charity to announce it. You do charity because you want to. Yeah, that money
size
going to
up.
Because every dime, I guarantee you.
Well, that's different. If that's what they're doing, that's fine.
That money going to charity.
I'm just saying, if I'm Steph Curry, I mean, I'm part of that
Steph
moment.
Ain't like that. He's not like that.
No, I know he's not.
But I know. But when you're in the NBA, though, these guys, it's all kind of one pot, but the shoes not. They do all the. Remember the owners came here and said they couldn't even find Buck stuff?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Every team got his own store, the stadium. But when they develop stuff like that, it's all inclusive.
Are we tabling this till 5 o'clock for Pick a Lane?
I want to see more people yell at Gary.
Anybody yelling at me? No, I got something else I want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
I ain't
Stop
through.
Him, Steve.
Okay.
Stop it while we're
sometimes,
ahead.
Sometimes no. friends can cloud judgment.
I want to go there. I want to hear Leroy in on this one.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about your boy, Leroy.
Let me look at this paper.
How much can you really take this? How much can you really take into account when your best friend is saying,
he's
the greatest guy ever, when he's Big Show?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.